It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. It's the Grillin' Guys. We are broadcasting live from the Croton Pond. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm with Randy Joppy.
It's Crappie Joppy today. This is a special day, Bob. This is one of the reasons why we got our namesake that I have. We're going to be doing some crappie fishing later. I can't wait to put it to you, baby.
Well, I'm not sure what that really means, but we are going to have some fun today. We're going to be smoking on the ice, and we're going to be doing a little grilling. We're going to smoke up some venison jerky that I've been prepping the last couple days, and we have some Grilling Guy sausage, and I think we might catch some fish.
Yeah, we're located at the Driftwood Bar and Grill up on Croton Pond. We are live from the Dam to Dam Ice Fishing Contest. There's over 1,000 people registered in this fishing contest
already.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. This place is rocking up here, and there's a lot going on. If you got a chance to get away, it's a beautiful sunny day. There isn't a cloud in the sky up here. It's about 30 degrees, and this is a great place to grab your gear and get on out here.
This is a special news bulletin from the Grilling Guys on WBBL. The ice is 10 inches thick. You may come up.
That's right. Any of you that are familiar with ice fishing, bring your creepers. Those of you that aren't, with the snow that's melted off the ice, it's a slick surface out there. And a creeper is a little device you put on the bottom of your boot to make sure that you don't slip on the ice, kind of like little claws that you put on the bottom of your boot.
Oh, I thought that was the maneuver you were doing last night getting back to the hotel room.
Well, no, that was after the Damn She's Hot beauty contest, and we have a winner, too. It's amazing. There's a great little contest up here. The Driftwood, again, was just jammed last night.
Yeah, it was a great crowd, and Nick Hosford and the boys from the Outer Vibe definitely brought down the house all night long. We're going to close the show with them again today. They'll be like the all-time biggest played band on the Grillin' Guys show, because we always like to end every show with a Michigan artist, and because those guys are putting in so much time up here, we just kind of felt obligated to give them one last shot, because they're just an awesome group.
Yeah, it's a big day up here, man. The John Leinenkugel from Leinenkugel's Beer over in Wisconsin is in today. He's going to be coming on the show a little later. He's actually got the Liney Lodge out here on the ice. It's just a beer tent, so to speak, but they're out there having fun with that. That is located in the Croton Township campground, man.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to let everybody know that we are here because Allen Bob's is our premier sporting goods store and one of our sponsors, and the folks at Allen Bob's actually sponsored the Grilling Guys to come up here. They did everything except give us the meat.
They did, and
shot that.
Yeah, we did, but very generous supporter of this. If you guys need any kind of ice fishing gear whatsoever, Allen Bob's is the place. We actually they gave us an auger, an ice fishing pole, and a tackle box to give away today.
That's right.
So that's awesome. Allen Bob's is it. There's $5 coupons off the store. All you got to do is register on their website at allenbobs.com, allenbobs.com.
And yeah. we want to chat with Allen Bob's right now. I believe we've got Ben Nielsen on the line. Are you there, Ben?
No, Ben.
He's really quiet.
Hello?
We're going to get Ben plugged in here in a second. We're having a little bit of trouble with our box here. We got to keep cranking on this telephone to keep the line live.
Hello.
Are you there, Ben?
I am here.
All right, dude. Hey, nice to talk to you again. I just saw you a couple of days ago, and we chatted briefly. This is Bob you're talking to, and we chatted briefly about a little ice fishing, and you gave me all those cool handouts that Randy and I are probably going to just divvy up and keep. So,
well, that wouldn't be a very good idea.
I'm not sure if you gave us anything, did you?
Well, sure.
Yeah, we've got the Eskimo auger, which is made in Wisconsin. We've got a really sweet little ice fishing rod and reel and a nice little perfect size ice fishing tackle box. So we appreciate that, and some lucky people are going to win those today. They're registering online right now at allenbobs.com. alnbobs.com, alnbobs.com. And
so what's going on at the store today?
Well,
got any specials?
You know, this morning, I think everybody's up your way. You know, we're not too busy this morning, but we've had a few people in getting some gear for ice fishing and ready to go. And, you know, like I heard you guys say earlier, there's plenty of ice out there still. So
yes, it's going to be a beautiful day to fish.
Need to get out.
Yeah. So what's the popular bait? What does everybody like to buy for a live bait?
Well, you know, obviously the live bait wax worms are very popular, and then spikes are probably the next most popular thing. And then, of course, we sell a lot of minnows and, you know, big minnows, small minnows, shiners, that's suckers, kind of, we got everything.
Yeah, I think today would be a great day for minnows.
So tell our listeners, what's the difference in all the baits? Why is there a variety? What are guys buying it for? Is it bait for a specific kind of fishing or what?
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, different fish like different things. Most of the time your bluegills are going to like the wax worms and the spikes. You know, perch like them too, but the perch will also like a minnow. Crappies love minnows. And then your bigger minnows, you know, those are for your pike and your walleyes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. For our listeners that don't know, ice fishing is a very social sport. Most of the time you're sitting on a bucket, you got a rod in your hand, and you're sitting around with your buddies, and you're just jigging your rod, right, Bob?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm usually catching fish, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Bob and I are going to throw down a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a little grilling guys fishing contest inside the fishing contest.
That's right. This is where the rubber meets the road, baby.
Yeah.
So, Ben, do you have any specials going on today? If anybody's in the area, you're just south of Division. I'm sorry, south of 28th Street on Division. Are there any specials going on at Allen Bob's today?
Well, yeah, we've got, you know, we do have some, you know, some 10% discounts on all of our ice tackle right now. You know, we're running a 10% discount on our shanties, getting toward the end of the season, and so we're starting to, you know, have some pretty good savings on some of that.
It's a great idea. It'd be a great time to buy a shanty right now. You should save one for me. I need one because Randy's just isn't big enough for the both of us.
All right.
So Allen Bob's is locally owned. It's three blocks south of 28th Street on Division, and you guys, you're just really our favorite sporting shop, and which is why we have this great partnership with you, just because we just like you guys, and you do a great job down there. And well, you do. It's a legendary store. I mean, people from all over go to Allen Bob's.
Yeah, this is in my opinion, Allen Bob's is the kind of place where you walk in and you're going to talk to a guy that's actually been fishing,
very
or
unique.
Been hunting.
Yep.
He wasn't the aisle manager at the big box store
exactly.
last week, you know. These are guys that actually do it. I mean, if you want to learn about you want to buy a gun, got a great gun shop in there, but they got people that know guns.
That's right. And if they have any earrings, it's a fish hook.
Yeah, exactly. Not too many guys standing around in there with earrings.
No.
Yeah.
Not a lot, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, Ben, we really appreciate you calling in, sharing a little time with us. We're going to
have fun out there today. I wish I was there.
I wish you were, too, because this place is just loaded with people. I'm telling you, Croton it's exploded for this event. Tony Gates has just done a great job promoting this throughout the years, and this little community is just swelling with people this weekend. It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, if you don't know how to get here, you come up 131 and you hit the M82 exit, and then you just head west. And you're
go to Elm.
Yep, and go to Elm and then hang a right, and then you're there, man.
You head north about, I'm going to say it's about 7 miles, and it'll tee right in. You'll be right at the river. Just take a right, and you'll buzz right into the little town of Croton here. But listen, Ben, we're going to let you go. I know you've got lots of work to do there. Again, tell Tom we really appreciate your sponsorship and you sending us up here, and we're going to make sure that some legitimate people end up with your prizes. I won't take them home.
Yeah, Bob being the illegitimate one.
Okay.
All right, Ben.
Thanks, bud.
Absolutely.
Okay, that was Ben Nielsen from Allen Bob's. And again, Allen Bob's, locally owned, just a good partnership with the grilling guys. You know, if you think about grilling, I mean, isn't there always some kind of sporting event involved with grilling?
Yeah, either watching one or getting ready to go to one or whatever. Yeah, I mean, grilling is huge.
Hunting,
in sporting
fishing,
event.
Yep. You name it. And, I mean, you're going to be throwing some flesh on the steel.
Yeah, that's where this show came from. Barbecue Bob and I were at deer camp. And we'd went to Allen Bob's, bought a bunch of stuff, and then we were up at deer camp, and we had the brainchild of this show.
That's what you said.
Yeah. So they tell me. I think I remember that.
Well, again, we are just very happy that we have these great alliances with companies like Allen Bob's. What else do we have going on this morning, Randy?
Oh, my God. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on up here. This whole festival is they got a chicken bowling contest out there where they've got frozen chickens and they're going to set up some bowling pins and you bowl a chicken across the ice to knock down the pins. It should be a good time.
We'll probably have the PETA people on us then if we're going to announce that over the air.
Well, they're frozen. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
Yeah, exactly.
Chicken would be a lot more fun, though.
Yeah, falls right in. They got a crazy hat contest. Barbecue Bob is all over the crazy hat contest.
Hey, nice.
He's got his Stormy Cromer. Is that how I say that?
Stormy. Yeah,
Stormy Cromer.
Stormy Cromer.
To me, it looks like Elmer freaking Fudd. But
hey, you can't say freaking on the radio.
Yeah, I can. But no. I'm talking about that
or
hat.
Or flatulence. Any of the F words. They're all off bounds.
Well, Bob's the first contestant in the crazy hat contest.
You're always picking on my hats. What's up with you? Were like taking cheap shots at my hat last night. What didn't you like about my BBK hat?
Okay, so if I was to go around the room and ask everybody if they like that hat or not, you really don't want the answers, do you?
Oh, come on. It's just a black hat.
It's a white hat. You don't even know what the hell you're wearing.
No, last night's hat. You were like all freaked out over my hat last night. You know, I'm like Minnie Pearl of Croton Pond or something.
Yeah, well, at least you took the tag off.
You know, there's got to be guys like me around for guys like Randy just to feed on because he needs something to just have fun with.
Usually there's
I'll
a shoestring on my shoe, not on my hat, okay? Bob's got a nice little bow tied right across his forehead to hold these ear flaps up. I'm telling you, he's a looker today, baby.
Hey, we're going to get that Waskily Wabbit.
Shh, be very, very quiet.
Very.
We're fishing.
Stormy Cromer's, my brother Gary gave me this. This is the original Stormy Cromer, and you can find them online if I can get my headset off here. These things started in 1903, and it's Stormy Cromer, and Cromer is K-R-O-M-E-R. But this thing is made in America, baby. Look at this. This is an original and established in 1903. It's made in Michigan, man. It's made in DeYoup, right up in Ironwood, Michigan, and handmade by Americans. Dang it.
You didn't get it at Goodwill? That kind of looks kind of like a hat that you might get a bowl of soup with.
I saw one just like it out in your car, but yours was a cheap Canadian knockoff.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
It was. I looked at it. It was
like
made
that.
In Manitoba.
I would not have anything like that.
Good comes from Manitoba, dude.
Somebody must have left that in my truck, man.
Yeah.
There is no way I would have
one of those. Yeah, your boyfriend, by the looks of it.
You're wearing it. I'm not, baby. But anyway, back up here.
This is going to get brutal.
Right.
We're going to have to, like, I don't know. We're going to have, like a little grilling guy's ultimate fighting championship here.
The fishing contest up here starts at 10 o'clock. They're going to be fishing. There's going to be all kinds of categories. They've got panfish. They've got, which is bluegills, sunfish. They've got crappies, pike. Can't catch bass through the ice, but they've got all the different categories of fishing. Starts at 10, ends at 3:30. There's an official weigh-in at the American Legion where they're going to be giving away hundreds of prizes. So a lot going on up here.
That's right. You're listening to the Grilling Guys every Saturday morning on WBBL 107.3, and we're here from 9 to 11 every Saturday. Today we're at the Croton Pond. We're going to take a little break right now, and we'll let Mr. Producer take it away here. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.